Pelicans get swept in Utah. Before we get in the show, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Presented by the Birdsall Law Firm. Let's go. Once again, this podcast is sponsored by the Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk, located at 918 Poydras Street. By the suit room, give them a call at 504-523-5413. If you're someone you know has been involved in an accident, Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk. I see a bunch of comments. I'm going to try to get to all of them, but first, I'm just going to let us three talk because what and Chaz and Ross joined the show tonight. Getting swept, as Chaz pointed out before we got on the stream, getting swept in Utah back-to-back years. Let's just talk about the last 45 seconds. And yes, we can talk about the last possession, but for me, it was the possession before. Just looking at it, Jordan Clarkson misses a 10-foot pull-up jumper. We get the basketball. Herb Jones gets the rebound. We go. And Zion Williamson, shout out Bianca, appreciate it. You know, we gotta shout out Bianca. Bianca, always appreciate you're always watching us, appreciate it. With about 45 seconds left, Zion Williamson kind of pulled out, pause, and he's just dribbling. And I thought that was a great opportunity for Willie Green to call a timeout there, get your best guys in, Jordan Hawkins, you know, JV, whoever, take Najee Marshall, get your best offensive guys in, and get the best shot possible. You had two timeouts left. It's going to be a two possession game. So you don't really need, like, you have to burn one right there. He doesn't. Herb Jones misses a three. They go down. Jordan Clarkson misses a 26-foot step back jumper. We get the rebound. Herb Jones dives on the floor. We call a timeout with 10 seconds left. And then Ross, we enter it into Zion. We get Zion one-on-one on the post, but clearly it's Zion Williamson. So everyone crashes. Zion doesn't have a clear shot and he kicks it out to Brandon Ingram, who shoots a contested 20-footer. And yeah, we didn't make it and we lost. So you can go ahead. And then we'll get to chat.
I'm laughing because I find myself entering these situations. I mean, what was the you can just say it. What was the text I sent you right before the last play?
You go ahead. You texted the group. You text the group, if this shot ends up being a contested BI mid-range with 2 seconds left, I won't be happy.
It's just in
Ross.
I expect things to be different because I expect us to learn and try new things. And look, it looked like they ran an action to get a switch for Zion, get Kessler off of him. They got John Collins. And I think he tried to go. I don't know if there was a secondary action planned, but the way they were set up with Brandon way in the backcourt, I don't know if Zion went rogue there or whether the initial action was, hey, if we get a switch here, John Collins, Zion, just go. See if he can get a bucket, get a shot up. And then he got stuck. And then it was still like 8-9 seconds, which is an eternity at that point in the game. And we've got one dude still basically in the backcourt.
I gotta see the final play. Go ahead.
We got a dude in the backcourt. And then we got Najee kind of hanging out at the top of the key. And they got one dude guarding both of them. So instead of creating a situation where even if Zion does get the switch and decides to go, we have options off of that, or we have the floor, you know, adequately spread. We got two dudes not even in the play, not even involved. What the fuck is that?
What,
coach?
Yes. I got a lot of thoughts on this, guys. Chaz, oh my god, yeah, you're right. Holy shit, Brandon Ingram was in the backcourt with 8 seconds. Brandon Ingram was legitimately in the, he wasn't even in the shot. I gotta screenshot this. Chaz, go ahead. I gotta get this up on the stream. Chaz, go ahead.
Man, what I saw, I think this down the stretch, you saw they were using Zion more as like a decoy. And I'm like, bro, feed the high hand, at least get to the line. I think he only missed maybe one or two free throws tonight. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a bad sign of things to come. To Brandon's credit, they ran a really good action for him earlier. I want to say with about a minute and a half left, they ran a really good action for him. He knocked down the shot. They went back to the same exact action. This time the Jazz, they was on that shit. You know, they played tighter defense. He missed the shot. And it's just like, man, it's like running across the street during a red light. Sometimes you're gonna get across the street, but that doesn't mean it's a good thing to do. Like, so sometimes the car gonna knock you 50 fucking feet in the air. And I think that's what you saw tonight. It was just like, bro, why are we using Zion as a decoy down the stretch? He's been the hot hand tonight. Kelly Olynyk, none of them dudes could really do anything with him. And by his standards, it wasn't even a super incredible game. It was a basic, what up, Lito? It was good game by Zion. And I really thought he should have taken that last shot. I thought the play was for Zion to draw the attention of the defense and open up space for Brandon to take that. But I just fucking thought about this. This is so stupid. I just thought about it. Dude, on the road, you go for the fucking win. You don't go for the tie on the road. And they went for the fucking tie on the road. If anything, if Brandon was already in the backcourt, he would have had a wide open opportunity for three. And it's just, I don't understand it.
Lito, I'm gonna get your thoughts in a second. Can I get, so Ross, you say go rogue with Zion. I'm interested because you know who runs this play a lot? Well, not maybe like spot on, but I always see this for LeBron is when they start him in the backcourt and they kind of said up screen to get him kind of going downhill. This kind of just went into Zion and Zion just kind of went. And Brandon literally is in the backcourt as Zion makes his move. And there's four Jazz defenders just collapsing on him. And he has nobody to kick it out to. So he throws it to Brandon, who literally is coming from the backcourt. He steps into a, whatever it was, 20 footer. And that was that. But Lito, what was your thoughts on the last possession there? As I'm going to get this picture up here in a second.
So listen, I didn't even see the last possession. Like, I was texting you, we were talking, and then I don't know what the last possession was, but I'm gonna say
it wasn't good.
What was it?
I'm trying to pull it up. I can't pause, but I'm trying to get it.
That's an expert.
Justin, yeah, I'm telling you, Jermaine, light-skinned Jermaine, man.
More like Zorro out here.
Look, while Justin does that though, I don't want to go back on the soapbox from a couple nights ago, but this is just a perfect testament to why why the New Orleans Pelicans should never be giving a game away like we did two nights ago. We have too many holes. We have too much inconsistency. If you're healthy, you play. We are not good enough to go anywhere and say, let's give some guys the game off. We'll let everybody play the next game. You could lose both. We are not good enough for that. We don't have enough experience in certain situations. You just saw it again in late game situations to be giving guys games off. We cannot give wins away. It's nonsense. We don't have, it's infuriating really. I mean, because you saw this coming, you saw this coming because you know what you did in the fourth quarter of that last game. You gave a shitty team a bunch of confidence. Mm-hmm. And they played with that confidence today and they whipped your ass. And you now went and turned what should have been two wins into two losses.
Yep.
That's why you don't do that dumb shit in fucking November with healthy 23, 24-year-old guy.
All right, I'm done. I won't say I'm still low. My audio still low?
No, now you're loud as hell. now you're loud, but go ahead.
That's better?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so listen, to Ross's point, I was about to say, I didn't see the final play, but it didn't matter. Like, it shouldn't have been a final fucking play. This is a bad team. Again, this is a bad team that we just played, that we played the night before. And people told me, you know what? We miss Zion. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. We lost that game. And now it's like, so we had Zion, now what? Now you about to tell me you missed the CJ? You missed the trip. Like it don't, bro. Like, you play who is in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is why, shout out to Five, which is why it's always, what is this team made of? What is the scheme? What is the format? What do we do? And let's keep using it. Let's keep doing it. It shouldn't be because such and such is out. Now we got to do a whole different thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Like, I don't feel like I'm not about to sit up here and say the sky is falling. What are they, 9-8 now?
9-9.
9-9? I mean, I don't think this is a good loss, but I mean, it is what it is, man.
Lito, it's inexcusable. Let's be honest, okay? You just got swept by one of the worst fucking basketball teams in the league, okay? Like, let's call a spade here, okay? It was atrocious. And the effort was awful. And Chaz, the first half, like, they once again, I felt like, as you said, they didn't come off the planes, which you usually say, right? They were not ready to play. They were not ready to play again tonight. You could tell the energy was just so off. And I'm going to pull up some of y'all's comments. Make sure you hit that like button. Go ahead, Chaz.
I'm a person who feels like the Pelicans have very specific advantages with very specific types of teams. I think the Pelicans play well against slow teams and teams that don't have a lot of length pause. One thing I focused in on was the build of some of the players on the Utah Jazz. A lot of rangy guys, a lot of like really strong players. And you saw a lot of players. I thought JV was a monster out there on the board, but he had to battle them dudes. That they just played. I gotta give the front court a lot of props for battling, because that was a very physical team. They were fast, they were super athletic. You saw Dyson get baptized. And you know, it was bad. It was like you saw it go back to the foundation of athleticism, speed, and raw talent tonight. And I thought the Pelicans just weren't, with all their high-end talent, they weren't equipped to really compete. You know what I'm saying? And because this is a game where you can't trade. It might have been the guy, the John Doe. I don't even know this motherfucker's name. He hits a big three, right? Hits a big three on the bad Zion closeout. He overhelped on a drive by the dude with the weave in his head, Clarkson, I think is his name. He overhelps on that drive, dude hits the big three. They come down, contested mid-range shot. It goes in, but it's like, you can't keep trading fucking right. Twos Jeez, for threes. Crazy. Yeah, shout out to Kansas George.
That's a stat we got to pull up too, Chaz. But I started laughing while you were explaining, Chaz, because I'm about to pull up the picture. I'm about to pull up the picture, and I wanted to hear y'all's reaction. This is Zion making the move here. Brandon Ingram, you see that little hand?
Oh my God.
That, like, above the L in, or whatever it is, above the maybe the Z, that's Brandon Ingram. Wait, so as Zion is making his move,
what's the point of that?
He's going. Jordan Hawkins is so open, but this is
He can't get that pass there.
That's Kessler's right there. 7-2. Yeah. What Zion's going into.
Keontae George is sprinting to that corner. There's no way he's getting that pass there.
Yeah, true.
This play is fucking dead. He is dribbling into three. Herb is out of the play. Najee is out of the play. Brandon is not even on the screen.
He's on
the other third of the court. Like,
Brandon, what is playing fucking punt defense? Like,
wait. That's unfair.
It's not Brandon's fault. That's not his fault at all.
I don't think Brandon walked out there and said, "I'm gonna go hang out on the other fucking free throw line."
Yeah, it ain't his fault at all.
I'm saying. I'm very curious. I hope somebody asks that question in the post game. That
there ain't no media up there. Joel true. And Jen.
Yeah, that's true. So we ain't gonna get an answer on that. But what the hell did we just draw up? Did Zion just decide to, you know, was the play to get it in there? And was there some secondary action? Did Zion just say, "Screw it, we got the switch, I'm going"?
Someone is saying Brandon was a decoy. I would disagree, because Brandon isn't a threat beyond the arc.
I just got a tweet that said that I don't mind simply because that makes them play 4-4 in theory, but the rest of it, I was like, but then
it's put Najee back there. It's 4-5.
Put Najee back there. Brandon Ingram back there.
But even in that situation, it's a sideline out of bounds. They're not guarding him up there.
Yeah.
It's 4-5. And in reality, and then you got the inbounder too. Like,
and if you look at it, Zion made a pass in the air. You risk a turnover, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You know what?
Once you put someone there who's actually a threat from pull up three, why don't you at least put Hawkins there? Like, if you really gonna just go for the win, put a 3-point shooter there and just go for the win.
I don't know what the hell they drew up. It was awful.
I'm gonna say this for the second game in a row. The Pelicans missed Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. They missed my rhyme, bro.
That's so horrible to say.
I know.
It is.
It's fucking insane. But they missed Matt Ryan, bro.
Or is Deco?
And I'm sure we'll talk about it at some point during this thing. And I'll go look tomorrow. You don't win NBA games making 7 3-pointers anymore. Even teams that don't shoot threes don't win making 7 3-pointers.
No.
You just don't win. You're not going to win that game. You lost.
Russ, you know the wild part about it is they finally out-rebounded a team.
Lee, I'm going to cut you off. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you. Yeah. But, like, yo, this isn't a
He's
not a decoy. If he was a decoy, then
he'd be standing over there by the timeline if he was a decoy.
Because like, look, if you hit that to Najee, like that dude, I don't know who that is, but the guy behind Najee can
deflect. Fontecchio. That's what I'm saying. Fontecchio. One step, if you had a screenshot and one step later, Fontecchio was guarding. He's already back in front of Najee.
Yo,
and Keontae George has already gotten to the corner. We're fucked. This play is fucked at this very moment. It's dog.
Like,
shit.
What do they think? They space it out there. Like, Zion's will go one on two with Collins Kessler. Like,
if anything, I would imagine Zion's decoy because he's there to draw the attention and make the pass.
Also, he did Zion downhill. Like,
yeah,
like,
so either or. I think he should have even took the fucking shot. I think it was a scripted play. Like, yo, if you see this type of coverage, just pass it to Brandon, he's going to come crashing down, and he's going to get some momentum going with the mid-range shot, and he just missed it.
So, hold on.
Yeah.
Final play, was Zion attempting that layup, or was it?
No, Lala's about to get it up in the room. We're going to play it, but what happened was they got Zion one-on-one on the right block, but Brandon was in the backcourt, and then obviously Najee and Herb are not spaced out correctly. I think Herb inbounded the ball. You had Hawkins spaced to the left corner. And in theory, what was supposed to happen, Zion makes a move, right? And then they collapse, and either Zion hits the layup or you hit your best shooter in the corner.
Right.
Neither happened because you're spinning into Walker Kessler. And as Ross pointed out, Keontae George probably X's out to that corner. So Zion went up and at the last second turned, kind of just threw it to Brandon, who's just obviously coming from the backcourt into the front court. And Brandon takes a contested 22-footer. Hits the back iron. Zion gets the offensive rebound and then doesn't even get a shot up. That was the play, Lito. I cannot wait to show it to you.
It looks even better when you see it.
All right. Chat. Well, we'll start with Chaz. Dyson Daniels. What is going on?
What is Dyson Daniels?
Look, man, Dyson Daniels is a really solid wing defender, 3-4 player. I just think I said this a few games ago, like that lineup works when the other team is shooting bad. Sometimes teams really just miss shots. You may not necessarily have any effect on them missing those wide open 3-point shots. And when teams start to make shots and you can't keep up with that, then you look fucking stupid. Like, you know, it looks crazy. And Dice, yo, there was a lot of wide open to the offense's credit. They generated a lot of wide open looks, but those shots were probably wide open because it's like Dyson Daniels right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck? Like, who cares? Or even this Herb Jones right here. It's Brandon Ingram right here. Like, you know, no one's really threatened by that. And you have a young team that's fast. They're confident, to Ross's point. They're not afraid of you. They're a physical team. And they're putting up threes. I think any team that shoots a decent clip from beyond the arc this season is going to give the Pelicans hell, especially while CJ and Trey is out. But you shouldn't need CJ and fucking Trey, and you shouldn't need Zion to be. This is the worst team in NBA, and they're actively tanking. The coach probably mad they won this game with like you know, like, ah, come on, guys. But then, you know, they're actively tanking. No Lauri Markkanen. I don't even remember who the other guy is who sat out. Horton Tucker, that dude looked like he's straight out of a fucking time machine. And this dude broke Dyson ankles. He's so trash. He broke Dyson ankles and missed the shot. Dyson got dunked. This was a terrible Dyson game in hindsight. Dyson got dunked on. He got crossed up in transition. He shot 1-for-6 from the field, 0-for-4 from beyond the arc. He was bad. You know what I'm saying? Did he have any rebounds? Yeah, three rebounds, 4 assists.
Look, hey, Dyson's in hell offensively. And it ain't like it's, it, we don't need him to shoot his way out of it. Utah was willing to let him shoot his way out of it.
Yeah, he not a person you let shoot.
But he's they got to find another way if he's going to stay in the lineup to either get him engaged in the action better. Because just putting him out there on a wing or in the corner or something like that, you're doing the other team a favor now.
That's the issue. Like me and Justin, we were talking earlier. That's the issue when people are talking about bring CJ off the bench. That's the issue, bro. Like, you look what you run into. Like, nobody is gonna bat an eye at Dyson Dent. Like, oh, you want to shoot it, bro? I turn my back. I walk down the court the other way. Do your thing, bro. Like, you CJ cannot. He has to be integrated back into the starting lineup. But like, he has to.
Man, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just saw a troubling stat, bro. Troubling stat. Zion had 16 field goal attempts tonight, right? That cannot happen, bro. In a game like what I saw tonight that troubled me, and Dyson did that spin move, and that shit just went boing, boing, boing. And I was like, bro, this is far too liberal right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes this team gets a little trigger happy, and they forget to get the ball to Will. And when Will cooking like he was cooking tonight, you pass the ball to Will. And I thought there was a few instances where it was a little over dribbling. Jose did something real, real funny. He had a couple good moments to his credit, but I was just like, you got to calm down. I thought Najee did his job for the most part, had 14 points, but he took 12 shots. Jonas only got 10 shots. Like, he used 5 for 10. I just think we didn't play through our advantage creators tonight. Brandon had 22 shots. That's like, that can't happen. You know what I'm saying? That just can't happen. It was rough. And surprisingly, the free throw shooting tonight wasn't a huge problem. Of course, you would like to go 100%, but your bigs, JV went 4 for 6. Zion went 7 for 9. Brandon Ingram went 3 for 4. Cody went 1 for 2. Larry Nance went 1 for 2. That's not an awful three-point shooter tonight, considering they mostly came from front court players. It's just like you let the weave dude and this unnamed fucking John Doe guy. This dude looked just like Gustavo Ayon. This dude looked just like Gustavo Ayon. And this motherfucker was lighting us up from the left wing. From the left corner. Lighting us up. This dude was on fire.
People are like, I don't know what to think of this last play, Lito. Like, people are like kind of like there's like mixed reviews about it. Like, I understand, I think what's happening, right? So my understanding is that you probably want to get Brandon downhill, but the way Zion's turned going to the rim, it doesn't feel like that's an option. Does that look like a, like Brandon was supposed to be used there? Like,
bro, I don't even see Brandon. I don't know. Like,
I know, but like,
I'm not even sure Brandon there.
People are making. I don't know.
Look, bro, who ended up with the ball wide open in the fucking game?
Well, that's what I guess Brandon settled, right? So, like, that's probably the biggest.
What was he supposed to do? He could have taken the three and went for the win like you're taught to do at every level of basketball, but he was wide open on the shot he makes at about 50%. It's just he be missing them motherfuckers in sometimes. Like, you know, I don't know. It was a bad play call, but it led to a wide open shot.
I seen Hollinger killing BI on Twitter.
Was he?
Yeah, man.
What did he say?
Hollinger, I don't know if it was a wide open shot.
He said dribbling from a possible catch and shoot game winner to a pull up two for the tie was peak Ingram.
That's the wide open shot I'm talking about. You're supposed to take the three right there. It's supposed to be a walk-off, go-home three. Like, you're not supposed to dribble in for fucking two. I'm sorry. Well, if he makes it, there's time left on the clock. All Utah has to do is call the fucking timeout, and they get the final shot to win the game.
That's the other thing. Yeah, my bad, Chad.
I'm done. My bad, Ross. Go ahead.
No, you can just stay on this. I was gonna talk about Herb and his foul issues here lately.
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. I mean, Herb
just, he's just been out of the. He's playing. Yeah. I mean, look, I got no issue with the way Herb's been playing. It's some of the. He still, I find he still gets a little bit of a bad whistle. But he's taking himself out of games for long periods because he's just fouling so much. I mean, I think he's picking up about 4 fouls a game right now. And if you look at kind of per 30, I mean, really, we want Herb probably playing 36 minutes. Per 36, he's like 4.5. That's too many. He's got to find a way to either stop gambling or stop reaching. I mean, look, he's a great defender, and his impact expands beyond just defense, I think, in terms of just his hustle, him playing the right way, high IQ, he keeps the ball moving. But he's picking up so many fouls, and it seems like lately it's been game in and game out that Herb's got 3 with, 11 minutes left in the second quarter, and he's going hang out on the bench, and then he's kind of passive when he gets back in there because he doesn't want to pick up a quick fourth one. He's just got to find a way. I mean, either that or start barking at the refs a little more. But I mean, he gets a shitty whistle, but he's just spending too much time on the side, and he's too passive when he gets back in.
Man, you know, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I got the play. I want y'all to watch it.
All right.
Without fouling, without putting them on the line.
Quickly inside to Zion. Passes on Ingram. 2. No. Rebound. Loose. Keontae saves it.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, looking at the play, I'm not. He didn't really have the 3. He could. I mean, it wasn't.
Let me play it again.
Without fouling, without putting them on the line.
Quickly inside to Zion. Passes on Ingram. 2. No. Rebound. Loose. Keontae saves it. And the ball.
One more time. I want to see Brandon. I feel like Brandon's not even like
Brandon. Without putting them on the line.
Quickly inside to Zion.
Like Brandon was like an afterthought.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting to get that ball. I really don't think he was expecting to get that ball.
Who was supposed to get it, though? Najee? I mean,
that's my question. Do you live with a Brandon Ingram 2 or a Najee 3?
Right there?
I probably can't get that ball on Najee. Najee can't get that. You're saying if Brandon immediately swings it?
Yeah.
Zion can't make that pass to Najee. He doesn't even see him.
No. I'm talking about
the eye. One more time.
Without fouling, without putting them on the line.
Quickly inside to Zion. Passes on Ingram. 2. No.
Yeah, everybody's covered.
I think it was a scripted play because it looks like the more obvious.
For Zion to throw it out to Brandon?
I think it was a scripted play. I think the guy, was that Keontae George? I think he just played it expertly. And I thought Najee was too close to Brandon. I think Najee should have been over a little bit more to Herb. Because you saw, I think it's Keontae, make contact with Najee to be like acknowledge him being right there. It's almost like a corner doing a pass off to a safety. And I felt like Najee should have been a little more to the right to kind of at least maybe give Brandon a little more room. But I think that pass, if I'm Zion, the most logical pass right there would be to Jordan Hawkins.
Keontae takes it away. Like I'm watching it again on my phone.
He can't get that ball to Hawkins.
Without fouling, without putting them on the line.
Quickly inside to Zion. Passes on Ingram. 2. No. Rebound.
And hang on. If we're being honest, that ball should have got stolen.
Yeah. That's what I said. He jumped up.
I can't. It just doesn't seem like a weird thing.
I would think Najee would have then maybe backscreen and had Brandon come downhill or something like that. It just didn't feel like everyone.
Or Brandon would have been sprinting more toward the wing, where the logical spot instead of right there. He's like running. He's just kind of trotting across midcourt. 10 seconds left. You would think if there's a spot you're supposed to get to, you're trying to get to it. He's kind of just sort of in that ball. I mean, I think he kind of sees as Zion's stuck. And then now he's kind of paying attention, but I don't think there's no way that ball was designed.
I was gonna say, you don't think when Zion drove, if Hawk fades to the corner, like if Zion leads him to the corner,
hold up, let's see. Let me
the fact that we just confused,
I can get the photo. So, like, no, I mean, how much further can he go, Lito? Like,
he got 2 steps he could take.
Or at least maybe he drifts further to the wing.
Either. I mean, fuck, he the best shooter.
But Lito, Kessler is 7'2".
That's true.
Squarely between Zion and Hawkins. and Keontae George is in a full fucking sprint to that corner. That pass can't get
We try to make the most out of a bad play.
I knew what we were doing because it was a bad play. Well, man, I say just because it's a shot that you've seen Brandon make before, in the end, the result was kind of like, well, you got a shot that he makes a lot of times, but again, it was such a shitty like process. You got to give the Jazz credit too for defending it, because I thought they played some excellent defense most of the night. I think Willie just got outcoached when it boils down to it. Yeah, shout out to you, man, Chung. He's got outcoached, bro. Dude, again,
I wish I could have been in the huddle to hear like to see how the play was drawn up, how it was supposed to work. I do wish somebody would ask that question. Like, what was
the only reason I think it was a scripted play for Brandon to take that shot is because the last two out of three possessions, there was scripted plays for Brandon to take those shots. It was like two mid-ranges, one he hit and the other one he missed, and ended up with that one. So I think that was, and based on recent history from what we saw, and I don't think we've seen Zion take any like game winner or last second shots too much. That always kind of goes to Brandon. So I think that's just how they do it.
Make sure you hit that like button. Go ahead, Lito.
Well, I'm gonna ask y'all this question. Even the chat could answer this. Looking at the Zion starts with 10 seconds left, right? He starts to drive with 10 seconds.
Like 10.2 or something.
10.1.
Yeah.
10.1. Do you think based on I'm just trying to figure this play out. Do you think based on where Brandon is, Zion started the play too fast?
My opinion is if Najee's right there, right, and Zion's, like, why wouldn't he just turn around and screen Brandon's man so he can come downhill? That's what I'm thinking. But I don't, like, to me, nobody looks at Brandon. Like, Zion's not looking at Brandon. This is his initial move to the rim. Like, I get it. Space for Zion. Keontae, I wish my cursor could work. Keontae, the dude at the right junction, takes Hawkins. Zion basically drives into Kessler. This guy up top takes kind of both Najee and Brandon. As I don't know, I think maybe Chaz said it. He almost steals the ball, or Ross said it. He almost steals that ball, but then he just quickly turns around and guards Brandon. Like, I just think there could have been. Like, I want Brandon and Zion involved in the same action to end games. Like, let me run.
Without fouling, without putting them on the line.
Do you see how like Brandon's kind of hopping? So like Brandon, he's kind of like hopping, to the ball. He's not like sprinting to the ball. Like if like, hey, this ball's coming to me, you know, like that's what I feel. That's what I see.
Chaz is right though. It looks like Brandon was expecting it, but I don't think he was expecting Zion to go that soon.
I agree with that. Because I also think Zion takes that shot in a game, so why not take it there? Like, you know what I'm saying? 1-on-3 for Zion, it might as well be like 1-on-1. Like, that's just how that's what he's used to doing. So I just don't understand. We might be spending too much time on one play because they didn't lose it on that play. They lost it on a couple different plays. Like, shit, they actually got lucky to be in the game. I think out of a timeout, fucking Colin Sexton steals the fucking inbound pass. Is that Clarkson? I'll be forgetting the dude name. Jordan Clarkson. Weave man takes a really bad shot. But it's like, yo, they had one fucking crazy make after, like, started the game with a fucking, Jordan Clarkson started the game with a fucking bounce around three, like off the glass, down it, and Colin Sexton turned back the hands of time. And I was like, yo, this is why Griff wanted this dude at Once Upon a Time.
No, that he didn't. That's what I keep going back to.
Oh, well, yeah, he didn't. Well, no, he toyed with him, but he didn't really want him. Yeah.
No, he didn't. Oh, I ain't talking about that. We let Colin Sexton get going last game, when we should have put these motherfuckers to bed. Yeah. This two-game set could have been done before it ever fucking started. Instead, we fucking toyed around two nights ago, didn't play our best players when we should have just cleaned house, no Markkanen, no Jordan Clarkson. Instead, fuck around, let them hang around, They get a ton of confidence in the second half. Colin Sexton, guys like that, they thrive off confidence. That's his whole game is confidence. So yes. Yeah, you said you let him see a couple shots go in, and next thing you know, what happens tonight happens. This is why you don't let young teams like that hang around.
Can't clear
put your foot on their throat and just take these two wins and get the fuck out of there.
What was our biggest lead tonight? Did we ever lead? No, we did lead. Maybe like three or four.
Like, yeah, it wasn't a lot.
Y'all taking
no, the they said so. Okay, so I just texted Christian. I go, was that place supposed to go to Brandon? No, he said Zion.
Yeah, so that's what Willie Green said.
Like everyone's like, who's on Twitter's like, oh no, Brandon gets in the play like nine. Dude, the play wasn't for Brandon. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm pissed off that Brandon's not even an option in that final play. Like, he's got to be an option. Like, that's my problem. Like, people on Twitter are taking the screenshot the wrong way. I want fucking Brandon Ingram, one of the best offensive players in the league, involved in the last second. Like, what are we doing? Like, you don't just take Brandon Ingram and put him in the half court. Like, that's my problem.
Yeah. I feel like I'm almost defending Willie at this point, where it's like, look, I'm not a big Willie Green fan, but it's like, yo, you got a decent shot at the end of the game. Look, superstar players make those fucking shots. I saw Jordan Clawson make threes falling down on purpose. He didn't even have to do that tonight. Colin Sexton was making big threes. What's this gentleman's name? I took the time to learn it.
Fontecchio.
Yeah. Simone Fontecchio. Is it Fontecchio? Like Pinocchio? Yeah,
I struggle with that name.
Yeah. Fontecchio. This man, 3 for 8 from three. 3 for 4 from the free throw line, hit big shots in the fourth quarter. You gotta be able to make those shots. If you're supposed to be a top 10 fucking duo, you gotta be able to come in here and handle your motherfucking business, like against a tanking team. It shouldn't even come down to the final possession, you ask me. Especially after you got embarrassed last game, you should have been even more pissed.
Without their best player. They just beat you twice with marketing and street clothes. It's embarrassing. I go back to this all the time. People start talking, they start looking ahead. Oh, we can do this. We can do that. We can win this many games. We can beat this team in the playoffs. We can't do shit because we won't get out of our own way. We won't get out of our own way.
What do y'all think? For me personally, I think a point guard who could really handle the rock and get into the teeth of the defense would have made a huge difference tonight. In those closing minutes, when you see guys like fumbling and Dyson can't really do much. Do y'all think that as these games continue to progress and teams start to adjust to the Pelicans, that's a little bit more of a need, like that high IQ?
As we've been saying for 2 years. We've been saying it for 2 years.
No, I'm asking because a lot of people, and a lot of times in the chat, they're like, we don't need a fucking point guard. We got two of the best point guards in the league. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that.
You know, I want to answer that question, but I don't want to forget this. And it just hit me. Mm-hmm. It just started on me. And this is from Charity Ross. I don't understand not using Jonas. I just don't get it.
Not tonight.
And what I don't understand is, why wouldn't Jonas be in on the final possession?
Come on. You know why. You know why. Let's cut this shit out. Come on.
No, for real. Like,
you mean Jonas, who had what did my son have? 14 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists.
How many points do you have?
14 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block on 50% shooting. He played 29 minutes, man.
10 shots too.
I don't really know what, you know.
I just said
to me it is weird, Justin, because in that situation, right, especially if the play is designed to go to Zion, what's the one thing that you could possibly need there?
An offensive rebound. And Zion also was finding Jonas all night.
Oh yeah,
pocket passes, shovel passes. Like, they had a really good thing going. And with like people, I think so. I just tweeted out like, can't believe Jonas wasn't on the floor. And I think people are going to be like, well, space. Well, like, Jonas can hit a corner three. So, like, I've seen that before as well. So, like, I don't get Najee Marshall. Like, he had a good game. Don't get me wrong. But, like, we say this all the time. You can't get caught up with the Najees and Jose's of the world. Like, he had a really good game. He was very productive tonight. Like, the game might be, like, we might be down double digits in the first half without Najee. But, I didn't understand, Lito, why Jonas wasn't out there. I'm trying to get.
You think I understand? I mean, we've been doing this shit for two.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Travis. Like, we went small to try to clear the paint, but like, they had Kessler in and they had Collins in, so they weren't small. Like, they were.
Question: tall. When does we? We tried to go small against Utah last year, right? Same exact. We tried to go small against them. What happened?
Looked stupid. They look fucking stupid.
When is this team going small ever work? When has it worked?
And that's another reason why I don't know if CJ necessarily helps the situation. He would have provided more, but again, the fact that you need CJ is a problem, because this isn't last year's Jazz. This is like a stripped down to the, you know, riding on the Rams Jazz. Like, they barely dressed out enough players to even play this game. So, like, the fact that you like, we need, like, let me go get my big brother. And it's like, for what? Like, so you just got embarrassed. Four times in a row, you got embarrassed in Utah.
Four times in a row. Ross, what did you, let me see. What did you think of Jordan Hawkins tonight?
I didn't, to be honest with you, I thought he played good in the first half. I thought him and Najee kind of kept you in the game, really, in the first half. I mean, we're expecting too much from Hawk. Like, I think what he's given you so far through the first, whatever it is, 18 games or something, it's been exceptional, more than any of us could ever imagine. But, you know, I mean, he kind of disappeared for me in the second half. I don't even know what his final line was, but I did think him and Najee kept us in the game in the first half with, I mean, it felt like they must have had 20 points. I know Hawk hit a couple threes. I think Najee hit one. Look, I think he's playing great. I really do. I think you're getting more from Hawkins than we could have ever expected. And unfortunately, he's being asked to do more than he's probably ready to do on a night-to-night basis at this point. But, yeah, I don't know if that really answers your question much, but yeah, I think he was just okay tonight, I guess. Like I said, I can't really remember him in the second half much.
Justin, you asked me about Jonas, right? And this is a point that I'm going to continue to make, bro. This is a lie. I'm so tired of being lied to. Like, I'm going to address that in a second. But listen, Willie Green comes from Golden State, right? They didn't use a traditional center. They had no use for a traditional center. Kevon Looney was like the break in case of emergency center. Generally, Drake was playing a five. You go to Willie was in Phoenix. I mean, I don't know what you call Aiden, but Aiden ain't.
Big power forward.
He rebounds less than Zion, so I don't.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you call that guy. What I'm saying is, like, Willie, feel like, doesn't have any use for a center, and that's why. Again, I'm going to make this point. If you think that they're going to trade or they're going to acquire, I don't know, Paul Reed or some shit, right? Just a guy who can rebound. I'm just throwing a center's name out there, right? Because, like, people don't want Jonas on the team. Bro, you think we in hell now. Imagine that type of situation that, like, you would be in if Willie had to play Hardenstein or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, I think
Willie would love a player like that too. That's the fucked up part.
He would. He, that's why you got to protect him against himself.
Yeah, you got to protect him from himself.
I'm seeing some comments like, Ross, want to hear your thoughts on this? I'm seeing a lot of comments about Coach Willie Green and, you know, useless and overrated, not a good coach, things like that. I guess, you know, 9-9 record obviously isn't impressive, but what have you been your actual, like, honest opinion on him through the first 18 games?
I give him a C.
Mm-hmm.
A C. I mean, I'm only giving him a C because I truly don't believe he has anything to do with Zion missing games when he's healthy. I think those type of things are out of his hands. And it's the same bullshit, man. Brandon missed a handful of games. CJ's missed a handful of games. Herb's missed a handful of games. They don't let Zion play back-to-backs. Like, this team can never get any continuity on the floor because nothing is ever consistent. The lineup changes every fucking night. We had the same lineup for three games and we won all three. Okay. And then we go to Utah, we change the lineup. The Timberwolves, we changed the game before, the only game we lost before that, we changed the lineup. At a certain point, what did we all say about the Kings last year? We beat this fucking drum. I didn't think the Kings were all that great last year, but what did they do? They started the same fucking five dudes for like 76 games last year. They were unbelievably healthy, and the starting group, the guys who played the majority of the minutes, got a shitload of time together. There's value in that. You have to do that. There's still a bunch of young team. We're a young team with, I think, a lot of guys that are still really learning how to play like team-oriented basketball with each other. You have to foster that and give it time. And I think the more that it's either injuries or letting guys sit or doing this, that, or the other, you're just never going to get there. So I don't know, man. I give them a C. And, you know, I give Griffin or whoever's making some of the other decisions a D minus.
I feel like I know too much. I give them a solid, I probably give them a D minus just based on like, just based on a couple of things. Firstly, I don't really feel like he fixed the whole Brandon Zion thing. I feel like he found, or whoever organized this, because I can't give him all the credit. Just like I couldn't blame it all on him last year, I can't give him all the credit this year. So it's like, I'll have to say whatever they did, I think they found a compromise that enabled them to win some games. I think Willie Green's strengths lie in him having less options. I think he's a guy who performs better when he doesn't have to make a lot of decisions. Like CJ coming back into the fold, I think that's going to be a little detrimental for a person like Willie Green, because he's like, or even when Larry returns, that's like, oh, I got to play Larry. Like, he feels like he has to play everyone, or he feels like he has to do everything, you know.
Hey, I don't want to cut you off. Based on the shit, Chad, just I changed my shit to a D plus because everything Chad's saying is right. Take me from a C. If somebody's documenting at home, I'm a D plus.
Hey, Lita, go ahead. Listen, I want to push back on Ross's point about Griff, man, because to me, again, Justin, we said this, but I say this: if you put any other two superstars with this roster, you can't tell me they wouldn't go far, bro. Like, if you put, I don't know, you can name whoever, any two guys, right? Like, with who they have on this team, I don't see the problem. I think it's usage.
Can I ask you a question, Lito?
Yeah.
Do you think Griff is giving Willie Green the answers to the test and he still fails? Like, do you think that could be? Because look, he got a pretty solid supporting cast. Like, I gave Griff a lot of shit. I still do give him a lot of grief, but he got a pretty solid supporting cast. Some people might be overperforming, but he gave him a solid supporting cast to where you can at least start off the season hot. So, I mean, I don't know.
And man, then look, he signed a shooter fresh off DoorDash. Like, he.
Dude, ball out too. Like, them dudes doing it.
Yeah, Ross, you're always disrespecting Matt Ryan. It is not appreciated. You're always disrespecting him. He would have changed the game tonight. He would have changed the last two nights, actually.
Fuck, you want to know why? You want to know why I know we're not going to do shit this year? You want to know how I know? Because we're sitting here saying that we desperately need Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Who was whatever Lito just said. He was a DoorDash guy a month ago. That's why.
I don't remember.
After not to say that. Not to say that Matt Ryan isn't a nice guy, and he has a very valuable tool. You know, a skill. Pause. That's a very valuable skill. The fact that we're sitting here saying that we need Matt Ryan, who at best is what, the 10th, 11th, 12th guy on the bench. Yeah. We're in trouble.
Yo, it's funny because a few games ago I said, yo, it's almost like this is like the fucking Alfred Payton situation all over again. Where, like, you got Anthony Davis, you got Jrue Holiday, you got Julius Randle, who's playing well at that time. You still had Ryan Anderson. You still had all these guys. No, you didn't have Ryan at that time. You still had Nico. And it was like, oh, but when Alfred Payton gets back, this ship is going to get fit. It was like, yo, if you got to win, what are we doing? Like, it's, And it's a testament to, look, man, if you're taking 2 3-pointers a night, Zion took one, JB took one. You gotta, Brandon went 0-for-2. You gotta get to the free throw line more than 4 times if you're Brandon. If you're Zion, I mean, I don't really know what else Zion could have did. Look, he could have defended better for sure.
Look, before we get in our last segment, we got 10 or 15 more minutes at 10 or 15 more minutes left. Make sure you smash that like button. It really helps out the channel. It really helps out the show. We appreciate y'all being here. Lito, I'm glad Chad started bringing up those stats. But once again, Zion Williamson with 4 rebounds tonight. Listen, I know he's great offensively, but there's just no way that Zion Williamson should be getting 4 rebounds. Like, to me, that's an effort thing and an in-shape thing. Now, a lot of people have opinions on rebounding. I think you got to be tough. You have to have a sense of angles. But, like, most importantly, it's all heart for me. Like, it don't matter if you're small, tall, big, fat, skinny. You can get a rebound if you box out, if you want that, right?
Yeah.
I feel like he does not, like, offensively he does. Now, defensively, he does not want any part of rebounding.
Hey, watch out, man. Trap with BG in him, man. He can't talk about Zion. Listen, dog. That rebound shit is atrocious. Like, it is really literally all about Will.
5.9 rebounds on the year. That's what he's averaging.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. To jump out the gym, huh? That's what they tell me. What is working? Like 39? 40? Something crazy?
I don't know when the last time they tested that, but
you can't get before rebounds, dog. Like, you serious? I don't understand. Najee Marshall had 9 rebounds tonight.
That's impressive. But
Hawkins had 5. Did Hawkins out rebound Zion again?
Bro, he out rebounded Zion every time they have played. I'm not even impressed by that anymore. I expect Hawk to do that. That's crazy. I expect him to have more rebounds. Listen. This, I don't care if he can't jump like he used to. Box somebody the fuck out. Use your body. Pause.
He's 23.
Like, what are we talking about?
He looked pretty good on that dunk tonight. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That's the thing, dog. You can look good on a dunk. You can use your athleticism, bro. You got to do the dirty shit. You got to do the little things. I don't need him to be that. Like, I think we keep giving him outs for shit. And like Ross said, he's 23. Like, bro.
I don't think I think Cody Zeller's got more rebounds than
him. You don't care if he rebounds. Bro, come on, bro.
I don't know. I felt like watching the game, specifically in the first half, to me, I saw some opportunities to get him that ended up being like deflections or tap outs. But I'm like, the thing that bothers me is like when you box out, just grab the rebound. Be selfish. Don't tap it out for the other player. It's like you can do that, but that's more of a guards thing. That's not a power forwards thing. Be selfish. Stat pad. You know what I'm saying?
That's the one thing I used to always argue with people about, this thing with the Russell Westbrook was stealing rebounds. I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, who cares? Fuck.
Right.
Did your team get the rebound? Yeah, be so. It's like the ultimate time to go be greedy. Go get the fucking ball.
And that's
like,
the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. When Zion goes and rebounds, this is when their team's at best. Like, literally, I think in that stretch in December last year that we always talk about, like, he was rebounding the basketball because he was in shape. Like, he's still not in shape. And then, as we pointed out earlier today, so you had Utah tonight. Then you come home against Philly. Then Friday you get San Antonio. And then on Saturday you go to Chicago. So once again, Chaz, you're in three games in 4 nights and you're on a back-to-back. Do you think he's even going to play on Saturday?
You know what, man? I did a show on this earlier today and I feel like you got to have a greater appreciation for the process. And I say that just because, man, if I could pull this up real quick, man. Dog, Joel Embiid's first couple seasons, right? No games. First year, no games. Sophomore year, no games. Junior year, 31 games. Fourth year, I guess would be a senior, 63 games, 19, 64, 20, 51, 21, 51. I think if we just accept that this is a similar type situation, it makes a lot more sense. Because again, with this game's, with last game specifically, I'm like, I don't think you could have, you should have been able to rest probably both of them motherfuckers, to be honest. But like, for me, I don't really think it's that big of a deal. You know, I would like to see the process change, and that way we start making corrections going into the offseason, going into next season. But I think it's more of an offseason issue versus an in the season issue. Like, if he did play, like, you can get hurt in any fucking game, right? You can get hurt any game. But if he played in the back-to-back and got hurt, would I feel smarter? Like, would that make me feel good? No. I'm going to be like, well, fuck, probably should have rested him. And everyone's going to say, damn, probably should have rested him. So it's just like, when you're dealing with a person with a unique build, the way this gentleman happens to have, it's like, I'm not really tripping. There's only so many fucking, let's say there's 10 back-to-backs this season. If he misses five of them, that's five games. I ain't really tripping. Now, once you start getting into like April or May, if you still playing for something serious, I'm sorry, you start getting to like the spring and stuff like that, then I have a bit more concern. But for right now, I don't really think it matters, because this team is supposed to be good enough to sustain without this motherfucker. So if it's, you know, and that's the thing that kind of bothers me, because what you're saying is you're not that good. Like, that's what you're really saying. So it's just, you know, I would like for him to play ideally, but I look at it like the process 76ers at this point.
Can I ask y'all? Oh, my bad, Russ.
No, go ahead, Lito. Go ahead.
I was gonna ask y'all what y'all think about, because I was saying Zion needs to do the little things, right? And they said no, you sign people to do the little things. And I feel like, in my opinion, I wanna hear y'all thoughts on it, but in my opinion, like, it trickles down like from top to bottom. Like, when I look at Giannis doing the little things, or I look at Jimmy Butler doing the little things, or I look at Bron doing everything, and I'm not comparing Zion or Brandon to any one of those guys. I'm just saying, if the big dog gonna do the shit, then the rest of the puppies gonna do the shit. But if he feel like he don't have to do it, then who gonna set the tone?
I don't know if I think rebounding is a little thing, to be honest.
I mean rebounding is a big thing.
Yeah, I think well, that's kind of crazy. I think rebounding pretty significant, but it's just like, again, I think it's at some point you have to learn how to stat pad. You got to learn how to be selfish. Like, to digress a little bit, if I'm Zion, I'm taking that last shot. I don't give a fuck who around me.
Wait, Chaz, can I play this? Let me play it. Does he have a shot attempt? Let me play it.
Without putting them on the line.
For Zion?
Yes. Kessler's gonna throw that shit.
But hey, he might get a foul.
Exactly. He gotta go into John Chess.
Yeah, you're right. Just go right at John's.
Zion gotta shoot that. I don't give a fuck. Even if it gets swatted, okay, go out of bounds. You got another, you fight to live. I mean, you live to fight again.
Look. I
sort of like Brandon.
We did this. I don't either. We did this last show, and I feel compelled to have the same conversation again, because we keep doing this thing of, we should have done this. We should have beaten Utah without Zion. We should be good enough to do this. I'm just gonna read the names, and I'll just give me your opinion. Who's better, Larry Nance or Kelly Olynyk?
Kelly.
Okay, who's better, Walker Kessler or Cody Zeller?
Walker.
Yeah. Who's better, Colin Sexton or Jose Alvarado?
Colin.
Sexton.
Okay. And then we'll so that's their first three guys off the bench, or no questions asked, hands down better than our guys coming off the bench. Yeah. First, no doubt. We're not even gonna argue those. And I think Agbaji and Naji are basically the same type of player. Wings kind of hustle, do some of the same shit. And okay, I'll say Hawkins is better than old man Horton Tucker. Okay, fine. We are not better than them. That, like, we gotta stop. We gotta stop ourselves from doing the whole, like, we shouldn't be able to go to Utah and just roll, go through the motions, man, and win. Because they're coming off the bench with quality veteran players that know how to play, that are better than our guys. Why do we keep doing this thing of we should be able to go to Utah? We shouldn't be able to do shit. We win 40 fucking games a year. Why do we think we're better than we are? Something, please, someone explain to me why.
I don't think we think that. I think that's what we're. For me, I'm speaking facetiously because this is what I've been told. I looked at the stats. Zion had 2 shot attempts in the last 7 minutes. One of those attempts came with 6:58 left on the clock. 2 shot attempts in the last 7 minutes, and he had 26 points at the time. To me, that says everything I need to know. Like, you know what I'm saying? So personally, I feel like this is a toss-up team. I don't think the Pelicans have a distinct advantage in any matchup, right? Because I really think because we don't shoot enough threes too. But I think this is what we've been sold. So if you, Griff, and you come to me now and say, well, we were missing Trey and we were missing CJ. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Partner, slow down. You got the number one duo in the league right here. You got at least 60, 70 points right here. The fuck, that's what I was told because I wanted to break this shit up. Scoot Henderson had 13 points back-to-back game, by the way. Doing this thing.
I just saw a comment. Hold on. I want to talk about this last play again. All right. Who is Kessler guarding? I have a question.
Yeah.
Who is Kessler guarding?
Zion.
Hawkins?
Zion.
No, he's not. No.
Which one is Kessler?
Kessler's this dude on the top, the bottom right.
I see him. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know number three's name.
In my mind.
Okay.
No, he's guarding.
You're talking about the man in the paint, right?
Hold up, guys. Hold up. Zion's got the ball. Who do you think the guy on the far right block is guarding? Oh. That would be Kessler. Who is he guarding?
To me, he's guarding Hawkins.
Okay. Who then is Keontae George, guy at the right junction, guarding?
Hawkins.
To me, he's guarding Najee.
So there's two on Hawkins? So he's guarding Najee. Okay.
To me, he's guarding Najee because Najee relocated.
I think that Kessler is guarding Zion.
He was. If you play the play over, I think Kessler, probably him and Collins switch.
Let me see. Without putting them on the line.
Yeah, Keontae got lost and recovered, and he actually chose the wrong. He saved the play, but he chose the wrong direction. That might have been the first. They might have actually been going for the win.
He saves the play because we're being allowed to play defense 4-on-3, there's nothing else to say. It's like it's easy to play defense when you got an extra guy. Yeah, you want to know who Kessler was guarding? He was guarding the middle, just sitting his ass in the fucking paint, daring Zion to drive it in there. That's who he was guarding. Let's call it a spade. We've all played basketball. He wasn't guarding anybody.
That's the reason why I say thank you, Pierce. It's called the zone. That's the reason why I said he was guarding Zion because he's basically the free safety right there. Like he just guarding whoever comes in the direction. He's helping on a double. And obviously Zion is gonna be the guy to attack the middle of the rim, you know what I'm saying? The middle of the lane. So like he's gonna stay there for that. But which is why I was to Chaz's point, or somebody in the chat said this too. Zion always takes that shot, bro. He always takes that shot.
During the game, he always takes the shot. You got to take it there, bro. Like, I don't know. It might have been a rhythm thing because, again, that would have been his first shot in about 6 minutes, which is crazy.
But that's his fault, too. That's his fault.
That's true, too.
That's interesting. Ross, what do you, Lexi, Drew, always watching. Appreciate your support. What do you think of her her question?
I don't feel that the team is as talented as others think the team is. I think there's some talented players on the team, sure. How well they play together? Question mark, because there's too much in and out of the lineup for me. But I think we grossly overdo how good the overall, like we're not just rolling out there a team full of super athletic guys that can on any given night can go get, you know, can just win you a game. But to Chaz's point, because those guys don't shoot enough threes. There's a long answer to this question. I don't think like we are that much more talented than the average team in terms of just raw talent. I'm happy to go further there if you want me to. You can go player by player.
Please.
Let's go player by player. And I'm talking about who was there tonight, right? Like, would you say that Dyson Daniels is a super talented player? I'm talking about basketball talent.
Dyson Daniels is a super talented player?
Would you say that he's a very talented player? Or would you just say, like, hey, right now he's a kind of high IQ defensive player that's just god-awful, almost can't be on the court on offense?
Hold up. Okay.
What do you call
crazy guy? He's had a bad stretch, but he's been okay offensively. And this is coming from me.
Yeah. I think he's a
– what do you call talent? Let's just back up because I want to answer this question. What are you calling talent?
I think Jordan Hawkins is talented.
When we say talent, we're generally talking about offense, right?
Oh.
We're generally talking about very talented offense.
I thought Chris made a good point about this. I thought Chris made a good point about this on his live stream at halftime. Defense is 50% of the game too. Like, and he's elite. He's an elite defender. He is. Like, he put the clinics out on Fox. Like, we were all celebrating it.
How many teams can start two elite defensive players only? Like, how many teams are starting two Dyson? You don't start two PJ Tuckers.
Yeah, you don't start two Tony Allens.
Right.
You don't even start two Herbs. So is there talented pieces and parts here? Sure. I don't think we're just rolling out we don't have a Giannis and a Lillard, right? Yeah. Like,
boy, we could have had a Damian Lillard here, but I think
this guy's got it right. Here we go. That's what we need.
Hey, you know what? You probably could, but
Alexis Ojeda
in a half court in pick and roll. I think Dyson's a C+, D- player. I am seeing some growth offensively, but I think again he's a guy who he's so far behind his crop of play, like that tier of like that he was drafted in. It kind of exacerbates how bad he's playing. And also, I feel like if you can't perform with the starters, if you're a role player who can't really perform well with the starters, that, you know. Yeah, like, hey, there have been several instances where the Pelicans won about three or four of the categories, free throws, three-point shooting, and rebounds, and all kind of shit, and we still lose the game. I think, man, you got to have at least one or two Colin Sextons on your team. Like, you got to have at least one or two microwave. I think Hawkins got that potential, but it's still, like Ross said, is asking too much from him at this stage. And I just don't think we did a good job rounding the edges with this team. I think, again, man, shout out to Larry. For what Larry gave you tonight, man, you could have went in any
direction. He does not look 100%. Like,
But I don't know. That might just be how he looks, bro.
Well, he keeps coming back from injury.
That might just be his game.
Why does he look so surprised when
he's like, oh shit?
Like, why does he look so surprised?
Wait, go ahead.
Why does he look so surprised when somebody passes him the ball? Like, he looks like, oh shit, it's for me.
He's like Derek Hall when he see a wide open receiver deep. He's like, oh shit, we throw this out of bounds.
Bro, look, this the other thing. This the other thing. To me, Zion has some possessions tonight where he had Walker Kessler one-on-one. Walker Kessler was giving him hella space. Bro, take the jumper. It was like a
12. He took the three. He took the three.
Like, take two of them motherfuckers, though.
Take it, bro. Just keep shooting it. Because honestly, at the end of that play, right? The end of the play, like, if he just wanted to shoot that shit over John Collins, like, he could. Like, he could have did whatever he wanted to. Pause to John Collins. That's crazy. But I'm saying, like, it seems like he didn't want to take the shot, really. And this is the other thing I wanted to say before you go to your next subject, Justin. We see a lot of Zion picking for Brandon in the pick and roll. Mm-hmm. I kind of would like to see it flip. I like to see B.I. pick for Zion.
Can we – this is what I'm talking about, bro. So, like, okay. So, at the end of the third quarter, do y'all remember how Brandon just got the ball at the top of the timeline and Zion just sprinted up instead of floppy screen and Brandon got downhill and it turned into two free throws? That's what I kind of wanted to see at the end of the game tonight. And another, like, Willie Green sideline out of bounds that he uses is when, and y'all have seen this before, Herb Jones will catch the ball, and I think they'll run, like, Brandon off or Zion off, and he'll fake it, and they'll go in and get a layup. They've run that, like, two or three times with Herb Jones and have been very successful with it. And, like, I thought they would have gone back to that because it's a lot of good action. You get into Herb, you can fake it, go downhill. If nothing's there, then you can slide Jordan Hawkins to the corner. There's so many different options. And I'm really shocked they didn't go back to that, maybe even with Zion tonight. I don't even know why I keep talking about the sideline out of bounds play because I'm so fascinated, because a lot of people are saying Zion went too quick. I don't think that he went too quick now that I think about it, Ross. Like, I think he went at a good time because you do want to, if you do miss it, you have time to foul. Yeah. So you want to go quick, try to get a bucket there, and then you play defense for 8 seconds.
Yeah, you do that when you're trailing. You wait for the last.
A lot of people are saying, I'm seeing a lot of people say that Brandon Ingram should have been on the left wing. Like, do you think that would have changed anything?
I think he should have been on the play.
It definitely changes something, because if he's in the left wing, then Keontae George can't just be sprinting straight to that corner. He's got to hang, which means Kessler has to keep a foot much closer to Hawkins in the corner. Yeah, it just was a bad play. I mean, I thought
Brandon not being in the half court, like, that's what was just crazy to me. I just don't get it.
Right where we want to be,
man. Justin, no, I was saying, appreciate you, bro. Thank you. I was saying though, like, for real, like, if Brandon's setting the pick, it's so many more options. Because, all right, technically, Zion.
Why? Because you just go under Zion. You just go under the screen.
If Zion pick, he's just rolling. Brandon.
But if Zion screens, you have to come out on Brandon, which can lead to two on the ball, and then you can either short roll to Zion or
play. Well, Brandon can at least shoot a three, is what I'm saying. Zion, right. I'm not going to respect Zion popping. Like, what is he going to do?
He's going to roll.
He's going to take. They don't – okay, what I'm saying
is – You say you want to see more picks from Brandon to Zion or Zion?
Yes. I want
– You want Zion with the ball and Brandon setting the
screen? Yes.
But what I'm saying is that they would just go under that screen every time. I don't think it would be effective. When Brandon's got it, they have to fight over the screen, which creates two-on-one.
You know what I think, regardless of either scenario? Like, in the event – with this current roster especially, and Zion – I'm sorry, Dyson being on the wing – like, if you don't have CJ out there, for one, we know Brandon's taking that shot. Like, I think the pass is kind of like, you get 86 that. With Zion, you might get to a wide open Dyson or a wide open Herb, and it's like, okay, that's what I want you to do, motherfucker. Like, good for you. I think this team just works too hard to get 2 points, and that's what it really always boils down to for me. It's too difficult to get 2 fucking points. And it's like, you need some guys out there who can, ideally it's your two superstars, but, oh, I'm sorry, your superstar and Brandon, ideally. But you got to find a way to kind of even the odds or balance out the scoring options, because you know Dyson wants to shoot that spin around floater. Okay, cool. Clogging up space. No, JV not going to take 5-6 threes. You know what I'm saying? That's not his game. He's an interior player, one of the best in the game right now offensively. Okay, clogging up the space. Hawkins shoots a lot of threes, but his percentage is kind of the steak ain't quite worth the sizzle right now. But he's a rookie. You know what I'm saying? He's a rookie. So you got to give him time, you know, to do his thing. But you still need more shooters. And Matt Ryan's out right now. No trade, no CJ. I just don't feel like this roster is equipped to be competitive against a team that's making their threes. They would have – Brandon Zion would have to be phenomenal. Like, you know, they would have, each have to have 30-plus.
And that's what's crazy, Chaz, is even when they have 30-plus, it's like it's hard for us to just put teams away because – It's just a lot of tough twos. It's a lot of tough twos. You were sitting there talking about Hawkins, and I was going back in my head thinking that anytime we've built a lead, a big lead, it's almost all been on the back of Hawkins getting hot. Almost. I mean, it feels like to me every time I think about it, every single time. Maybe once it was Matt Ryan hitting two or three in a row in that whatever game that was, but almost every single time. maybe once CJ getting going a little bit, but it's even when Zion and B.I. are cooking, it's hard to, it's just 2 points over and over. Tough shots, a lot of contact, a lot of bodies in the paint. I don't know. I'm not saying I want us to force up a bunch of bad threes. We just don't have the personnel right now that can take those shots with any level of consistency. Trey,
we have 5 minutes left, so we'll go 5 minutes, 1 minute each, 1.5 minute or 120. math is hard. It's actually 115. So CJ McCollum news, Chaz. Do you think he plays Wednesday or Friday? And then do you think he helps out this situation right now?
I think he helps it out because you get to, again, and I don't mean this disrespectfully with Dyson, because I thought Dyson's played admirably on the defensive end and on the boards. I think you get some more scoring out there. But here's the issue. Now that there's another person who demands the ball, who needs to get his looks, what happens to JV's touches? You see, was like Zion already not really getting the touches. So what happens to those two guys? What happens to your two advantage creators? And that's the thing that's going to concern me.
Yeah. Lito, what are your thoughts about the CJ Dyson dilemma? Some people saying that Dyson should start over CJ.
You don't have no fucking dilemma, bro. It's no dilemma at all. Like the man is rightfully going to retain his spot in the lineup. If he was on the floor tonight, like especially that last possession, I feel like it's certain things about like CJ has the ability to, he can calm the shit down when it gets too chaotic. Like he can, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, like there's nothing to talk about with that. Like, thank you, Dyson, for your service. Please find a spot at the end of the bench and we'll call you when we're ready.
Ross, close it out.
You just pulled it up. Whoever just pulled it up. There you go. This is why it's delusional. 42 wins last year. Something less than that the year before. It's not going to be okay. We're not going to be okay.
I knew this is where this was going.
I just get so frustrated. Why do we expect things to change? I want the world needs to explain to me why is something going to change this year. Did it change last year? Change the year before? We're 9-9. 500. Your two superstars have been mostly healthy. Your superstar Zion's been mostly healthy.
Yes, you know
9-9.
And you know what's crazy? The fan base doesn't even believe that because he's like fucking ranked 30th in the league in attendance. You don't even believe it.
Okay. Well, make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Appreciate y'all. Hour and 18. Appreciate y'all pulling up tonight. Man, Wednesday night they play Jokic. Embiid and the Sixers. I was just watching the Nuggets. I think they're about to beat the Clippers. And then Friday, get the Spurs, and then Saturday in Chicago. Let's hear from DraftKings. Appreciate y'all. In the NBA, the game can change in an instant, but no matter how the action unfolds, you know DraftKings Sportsbook has your back. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on basketball. Win or lose, you get an instant dub. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code BOOT. New customers can get 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on basketball. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code BOOT. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Derek Carr, you stink.